He returned a picture for Happy Easter. Cherry, many others wanted the picture. I sent it to you. I hope and pray that you guys will check out the show, The Chosen. It's an app. You can do it on your phone, your tablet, your smart TV. They also have YouTube channel, The Chosen. You'll be hooked on the first show. Absolutely love the show. Can't wait for season 6 to come out later this year. Shifting gears and going to the politics of today. We were talking about the politics of the Jewish leaders during the time of Jesus. Well, we have politics happening right now. And it's very, very interesting because gubernatorial candidate Harry Johnson took out a full-page ad in the Macomb Daily down in Macomb County, Michigan, where I was this weekend with family, accusing the Democrat state senator Kevin Hertel of him working with his Senate Democrats to hold up funding for the infrastructure needs out at Selfridge Air Force Base in his Macomb County. Now, what is this all about? Well, Matt Hall, the Speaker of the House, Republican from Richland Township, believes that they have to make some improvements out at Selfridge Air Force Base in order to be prepared to accept the new fighter jets that President Trump has vowed to bring to Macomb County. Governor Gretchen Whitmer was there. Matt Hall was there. Many of the elected officials in the state were there when President Trump landed at Selfridge Air Force Base and talked about bringing the new fighter jets to Selfridge. Well, Matt Hall wants a supplemental spending bill to improve the runways so that they can be ready to come when they are built and flown to Selfridge. They need the runways and the hangars to do it. Coming out of Novi on Friday, Speaker Hall said Selfridge runway supplemental must be done by early May. If legislators don't grant the Selfridge Air National Guard base funding by early May to construct the new runway accommodations for the new fighter jets that President Trump assigned to the base last year, Matt Hall and the Republicans don't believe the new aircraft will ever come at all. Speaker Hall said, quote, "We've got to get this done in May, or else we're going to lose this thing potentially, because we're going to miss the timeline of President Donald Trump being in office to make sure that he delivers on his promise and gets those jets built and flown to Macomb County. Trust me, there are people in the Air Force that do not want this to happen. They're waiting for President Trump to leave, perhaps getting a Democrat president that will reverse President Trump's decision." Speaker Hall spoke to members of the press during the Michigan Republican Party's endorsement convention on March 28th. Part of his interaction with the media was featured in this past week's Monday podcast. Some Democrats based on insights obtained by MERS News Service, don't take Hall's deadline seriously. As he initially said, the project needed to be done by the start of the House's legislative spring break back on March 19th when they left. Some are even suggesting asking Speaker Hall to present proof of a deadline beyond just him describing phone calls that he's had with the president and others within the Department of Defense. Democrats believe that Hall is bluffing. After the state of Michigan and the National Guard Bureau have already been working on relocating the base's primary runway to the north. In April of last year, the project awarded contracts for the design and environmental impact studies that were needed per the National Environmental Policy Act. You're going to do a big project like this, they want to see environmental impacts. Well, back on March 3rd, before they left for spring break, the Republican-controlled House and Democrats in the area voted 65-41 for a grant to be given to Selfridge Air Force Base, a supplemental budget appropriation, $152 million to go to Selfridge. It passed 65-41 in the House. But Senator Hertel and his fellow Democrats, who right now have a one-seat majority, hasn't taken up the bill. They're sitting on it. Now, just to make sure you guys understand where this is. You know how we have Lake Huron, east side of Mackinac Bridge, goes around Roger City, Alpena, Saginaw Bay. Well, in Port Huron, it narrows down to what's called the St. Clair River. You can literally swim across from Michigan into Canada at parts of the very narrow areas of the St. Clair River. St. Clair River splits into what's called the South Channel and the North Channel. Goes around Harsin's Island, Strawberry Island, ultimately dumping into Lake St. Clair. Lake St. Clair feeds the Detroit River. Down by the Rensen Ambassador Bridge, the old Bablo Island, and dumps in to then the main next body of the Great Lakes, Lake Erie. Well, Lake St. Clair on the eastern edge of Macomb County, right there at M59, Hall Road, Russell Highway, 20 Mile Road, whatever you want to call it, on the north side of the base, right just past I-94, before you turn on a curve, Jefferson Avenue. Yes, the same Jefferson Avenue that's down in the Grosse Pointe, St. Clair Shores. It picks up on the other side of Selfridge Air Force Base. Well, on the north side of that, right on Lake St. Clair, Selfridge Air Force Base has 3,000 full-time civilian and military personnel. The last number was counted up December of 2022. However, prior to President Trump assigning the new fighter jets to go there, government officials, especially those in Macomb County, were worried about the future of the base. Well, at the end of the fiscal year 2027, the 20 A-10 Thunderbolts aircraft, or known as Warthogs, were set to be retired. The military has come up with 21 new F-15 EX Eagle II fighter jets. They needed a place to house them. They needed a base for them. Well, Republican elected officials, Matt Hall, congressmen, and others, and even the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, called on President Trump to bring those new fighter jets to Selfridge to replace the Warthogs late April last year. Well, originally, the new jets were scheduled to come to Selfridge in 2029. Hall, the speaker, and the governor asked the president to move the timeline up to 2028 while he was still president, before the November 2028 presidential election. Hall said the Air Force Secretary called me and said, in order to do that, we got to get this started in May at the latest. Well, Matt Hall explained that to the press, and there's even more to talk about. We'll wrap this up. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number one. Finishing up this story about the political battle going on between the Republicans and the Democrats. Speaker Hall, in speaking with the Air Force Secretary, and said in order to make sure that the fighter jets are delivered in 2028, before Donald Trump leaves office, you guys need to get this started in May at the latest. Paul said, then we've got to start construction. The key critical part to this whole project is the new runways. If we end up delaying the runways, it pushes it out past President Trump. Well, then we might as well not even pay for them, because it won't be on the timeline that puts the entire project at risk. Speaker Hall ruled out having a runway appropriation featured in the upcoming fiscal year 2027 state budget that they're currently working on. The governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has asked that the new budget be on her desk for signature by June 30th, which as of Friday, folks, is only 88 days away. There's only one problem. The new budget fiscal year 2027 doesn't start until October 1st. If they put an appropriation in there for this next upcoming budget, it'll be too late to build the runways this summer. Paul and the Republicans want a supplemental appropriation to this budget, the current budget we're operating under. However, Hall, the speaker, said that the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks, and even Senator Kevin Hertel, the Democrat senator from Macomb County who represents Selfridge Air Force Base, they have to get on board. Because if they push this out past July 1st, I don't think we'll make it. We won't have consensus. We won't make the deadline. And we may not get those fighter jets. Already $152 million, and the fact that it's not being taken up yet in the Senate, are being used to target Senator Hertel. Why? Because he represents one of Michigan's most competitive swing seats. First time, 2022, just 4 years ago, Hertel won the 12th state Senate district seat, which covers Lake St. Clair's shoreline, only by 404 votes. Ahead of that general election 4 years ago, Hertel raised and spent $572,318 and accepted more than $940,000 non-cash gifts from PACs promoting his candidacy. His unsuccessful opponent, then State Representative Pamela Hornberger of Chesterfield Township, raised $342,290, and she had almost $2 million in PAC money as well. And in the end, Hertel, the Democrat, only won by 404 votes. For a state Senate seat. Well, they want to beat Hertel. And Perry Johnson, the gubernatorial candidate, ran a full-page ad on Friday in the Macomb Daily in the district, running to challenge Hertel this year is Shelley Wright, Harrison Township Republican, who owns a process serving company that employs 30 people statewide. She's already been endorsed by the House Oversight Chair, Jay DeBoyer, as well as Macomb County Clerk, and the Republicans endorse Secretary of State candidate Anthony Ferlini. Harrison Township, where Wright lives, is just down the road from Selfridge Air Force Base. Wright, the candidate running against Hertel, said, "I'm so tired of Lansing Democrats. All they do is drag their feet." Well, Perry Johnson, the millionaire that's running for governor, spent some of his money attacking Hertel. This is going to impact this race, folks, tremendously. Wright continued, she accused Hertel of wanting to take credit for Selfridge aircraft new assignment, but believes he won't pass the House legislation. This is going to hurt our community. Wright claims that this new project will infuse, just by the construction of the runways alone, listen to this, $850 million into Macomb County. These planes are coming, and we got to be ready for them. And we want to do it while President Trump is still in office. Hour number two today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
The WTax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the WTax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 10 o'clock.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
For Michigan News Source, I'm Katie Hyde. Kent County Prosecutor Chris Becker said a Grand Rapids police officer was justified in the February fatal shooting of a 32-year-old man. The officer shot 32-year-old DeQuayne Johnson in the back while he and another officer tried to handcuff him. Before that, officers tried to catch Johnson while he fled on a bicycle. Becker said video showed that Johnson reached for a gun and had it in his hand before he was shot. Health officials are sounding the alarm about cases of measles in Monroe County.
After an eighth case of measles has been identified in the state, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services is expanding its early vaccination recommendations across seven counties. Officials emphasize that measles spreads extremely easily, lingering in the air for up to 2 hours after an infected person.